my name is Miss Barb. Welcome to Lifeline English, the podcast that helps you know God and know English. You can read the written script for today's lesson online at lifelineenglish.com. Today, I want to teach you three words. The first word is overcome. The past tense is overcame. To overcome means to defeat or conquer. She overcame cancer. The Allies overcame Germany, Japan, and Italy in World War II. The next word is lawyer. Can you say lawyer? Good job. A lawyer is a person who helps people with situations that relate to the law. If you go to court, a lawyer can make arguments to help you overcome. Lawyers know the laws. Lawyers know how to present information to the government. For example, he paid a lawyer to help him become a citizen. The last word is witness. A witness is a person who has seen something important happen. For example, if you see a car accident happen, you are a witness of the accident. A witness tells what he saw. You can tell other people about the car accident. You might even go to a court and tell what you saw. For example, people who see a crime sometimes are called to be a witness to the crime. Today's story is about two persons. One is a man named John. The other person is not a human. In this story, he is called the Word and the Light. Who is this person? Let's find out.
In the beginning, the Word was already there.
Who was there in the beginning? The Word was there in the beginning. Did the Word begin in the beginning? No, the Word was already there in the beginning.
The Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Who was with God? The Word was with God. Where was the Word? The Word was with God. Was the Word a man? No, the Word was God. Was the Word an angel? No, the Word was God. Is there more than one God? No, there is only one God. Is God more than one person? Yes, God is more than one person.
He was with God in the beginning.
Who was with God? The Word was with God. When was the Word with God? The Word was with God in the beginning.
All things were made through Him.
What was made? All things were made. All things were made through whom? All things were made through the Word. Were you made through the Word? Yes, you were made through the Word. Were all people made through the Word? Yes, all people were made through the Word.
Nothing that has been made was made without Him.
Has anything been made without Him? No, nothing has been made without Him. Without whom? Without the Word. Was the Word made? No, the Word was not made.
Life was in Him, and that life was the light for humans.
Where was life? Life was in Him. Life was in whom? Life was in the Word. Was life in money? No, life was in the Word. The light was for whom? The light was for humans.
The light shines in the darkness.
What shines? The light shines. Where does the light shine? The light shines in the darkness.
But the darkness has not overcome the light.
Has the darkness overcome the light? No, the darkness has not overcome the light. What has not overcome? The darkness has not overcome.
There was a man sent from God. His name was John.
Who was sent? A man was sent. Who sent the man? God sent the man. What was the man's name? His name was John.
He came to be a witness about that light.
Who came? The man came. John came. Why did John come? John came to be a witness. Did John come to be a lawyer? No, John came to be a witness. What did John witness about? John witnessed about the light.
He was a witness so that all people could believe.
Who was a witness? John was a witness. Why was John a witness? John was a witness so that all people could believe. Was John a witness so that you could believe? Yes, John was a witness so that you could believe.
John himself was not the light.
Was John the light? No, John was not the light. Who was the light? The Word was the light.
He came only as a witness to the light.
Was John a witness? Yes, John was a witness. Who witnessed to the light? John witnessed to the light. Let's listen to the whole story together.
In the beginning, the Word was already there. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were made through Him. Nothing that has been made was made without him. Life was in him, and that life was the light for humans. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not overcome the light. There was a man sent from God. His name was John. He came to be a witness about that light. He was a witness so that all people could believe. John himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light.
Most of this story is written in past tense. Let's change it to present tense. This is how the story would sound if it were told while it happened. And let's change the story to the first person. This is how the story would sound if John told it to us. Listen to the changes. In the beginning, the Word is already there. The Word is with God, and the Word is God. He is with God in the beginning. All things are made through Him. Nothing that is made without Him. Life is in Him, and that life is the light for humans. The light shines in the darkness. But the darkness does not overcome the light. I am a man sent from God. My name is John. I come to be a witness about that light. I am a witness so that all people can believe. I myself am not the light. I come only as a witness to the light. Is this story about us? No, it's not about us. Who is this story about? This story is about someone called the Word and the Light. Is this person important? Yes, this person is very important. This person is God. This person made us. Is there darkness in your heart? The light is stronger than your darkness. We will learn more about this person in our next story. Do you have questions? You can write me. Go to our website, lifelineenglish.com. Until next time, may Jesus help you know Him and know English. Bye-bye.
Jesus, only Savior, Savior.